KFYO is News Talk 790, and this is Lubbock's First News. Tom Collins and Laura Mack. We are joined via telephone by Susan Montgomery, Fandangle.org in Albany, Texas. Welcome to the program, girl. How are you?
Thank you, Tom. I'm great. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay, now, a lot of people think that the outdoor musical Texas is the only thing about Texas. But this story is about Fort Griffin, and it involves pretty much the entire community, yes?
And it's actually the oldest outdoor musical.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's Texas' oldest outdoor musical, and it's about how the west of Fort Worth, that area was settled with Fort Griffin, and then the Fort Griffin closes, and they all move into town in Albany. And our whole town, we have a town of about 1,900 people, so there's over 300 people in the show each year, and so that takes a lot of people, from the bankers to the cowboys to the small children. We all participate in the show each year.
I love the picture you have on your website of the men on horseback carrying flags.
Right, that's how we open each show. They bring in the flags and they do a crisscross with their horses. So that is so exciting. And then we also have the Longhorn Herd, the state Longhorn Herd, that actually comes out on the stage each year, and that's always a crowd pleaser. It's beautiful.
So
sounds awesome.
Now, I hear tell that the Longhorns actually know when and what to do. I mean, they kind of know what their cues and how to act.
Right. We do have cowboys on horseback that surround the Longhorn Herd as they approach on the theater. But they're pretty well trained. They've done this quite a bit, and they do cascade down from the Rock Hill, and then they come out on the prairie, and one of the cowboys on horseback sings the cowboy prayer while they are actually on the stage, and it's really a great scene. It's always loved by everybody. Then we have the biggest Dawn Guard rattlesnake in the whole world that comes out. So that's another really great scene that the children love, when the big rattlesnake comes out. So,
which is not a real rattlesnake.
No.
Okay, good. Then I can come to the show.
You can come. Yes, you can. No, it's not a real one, but it's a play rattlesnake, but it's huge, and it's a great scene for our children, and all ages love that scene as well.
Okay, now the parade actually kicks all the festivities off on the 21st, yeah?
Well, actually, the first show is on Thursday, June the 19th, and so we have two shows, and then the parade is on Saturday, June the 21st.
Oh, okay.
So we do it the last two weekends of June, which are the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. We have six shows, and then the parade is the first Saturday on June the 21st.
So I guess that the show on that Saturday, the 21st, is probably the the biggest day.
Well, it's interesting. We've had great ticket sales this year, and all six nights are selling really well. Right now, Thursday, June the 26th, that second Thursday night, has been selling just as well as June the 21st. But yes, the parade always brings a lot of people into town, just for different reasons. But we have things throughout town all six nights. We serve a barbecue each night before the Fandangle, and then we do, we have an Aztec theater. We have live performances in there, whether it's music or poetry reading. We have a wonderful organ concert each day before the show from 4 to 5 at the Presbyterian Church. So if you want to come for the Fandangle, just plan to come for the whole day, because we have activities throughout town. We have a wonderful art center. The Old Jail Art Museum is here. So there's plenty of things to do throughout the town each day of the Fandangle.
Okay, now I have a question. Somebody wants to come in, you're staying all day. Where do people actually, is there plenty of accommodations? Because I know Albany is a small town.
You know what? Our lodging is somewhat limited, as you would think, because of a small town. But we do have two hotels here. We have a few bed and breakfasts, and then we work very well with the hotels in Abilene. Abilene is 25 miles from us, and excuse me. And the hotels on this side of town, right, just really close to Albany, they've worked really well with us to accommodate our visitors as well.
So, if people wanted to get information for that, can they? Is there a phone number to call? And you guys can help them with lodging suggestions?
We have tried to put a whole package together, so they can just call our number at 325-762-3838, and we will help them direct with the lodging for their, you know, if they're coming. Also, Breckenridge is east of us, and they do have some hotels as well. So depending on where you're coming from, we try to work with them the best we can to make the whole package deal.
All right. Susan Montgomery, you were the Fandangle in Albany, Texas, the last two weekends in June. Your telephone number, 325-762-3838, yeah?
Yes, sir, that's it. And we would love for everyone to come out and come to Albany. We would look forward to seeing you during the Fandangle days.
Now, I have a quote here from the Dallas Morning News that describes Fandangle as professional as a multi-million-dollar Broadway musical with sets and costumes to match. So this is definitely worth the travel to go and see your production.
That's exactly the thing. It also, the Austin American Statesman said the one thing that makes Albany, Texas unique is the Fort Griffin Fandangle. So it's a great community project that we are so proud of, and it sets Albany apart. So we would love for everyone to come out and enjoy the show and enjoy Albany, too.
All right. Your website's www.fortgriffinfandangle.org, yeah?
Yes, that's exactly right, Tom. Okay. That's exactly right.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you both, and y'all have a great weekend, and we look forward to seeing everyone in Albany.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Have a good day. You know why that gets such high ratings? Because the people that are in this, acting this stuff out, mm-hmm. they're not a bunch of people that are actors that are paid to do this. These are actual cowboys. Mm-hmm. These are people that make their living
right.
working, you know, doing the things that they're doing. So it's really authentic. It looks real because it is real.
Well, it's just so cool that the whole community comes together for this every year. I love this. Yeah. It's a great idea.
And we will have some ticks to give away for you a little bit later on in the month of June. Right now, 8:16.